弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters and friends.
今天是我在去 sabbatical 的最后一篇。
So this is the last day before I go out for sabbatical.
下个星期我就有三个月的这个 sabbatical 安息年，然后安息的半年，然后的最后三个月。
So starting from next week, I'm going to enjoy the last 3 months of my half-year sabbatical.
I know you enjoy my sabbatical. I will enjoy here too.
然后我会享受我的那个安息年。然后对，但是我 I'm enjoying here too.
所以我今天的信息里头也要跟大家分享以前的见证，过去几年也都跟大家陆陆续续讲过，但是有些人可能没听过。
So here I'm actually going to just share with you some anecdotic sharings that I have already done in the past.
今天题目叫使命在召唤。
And today's name, the topic is a call to mission.
我们主耶稣的这个福音的使命正在召唤我们。
The call from Jesus Christ for his mission is calling us.
有一首歌叫宣教中国。
So there is a song called Evangelical China
on Mission.
China on Mission. Okay,
对不起哈。那讲到我们针对我们华人的一个呼召。
This is an encouragement and also a calling to the Chinese people.
不是叫我们传福音给中国人。
It is not calling us to share the gospel to the Chinese people.
而是叫我们中国人起来传福音。
But to encourage the Chinese people to rise up and to share the gospel.
我们要来唱这首诗歌，那英文的是我的翻译。
So we're going to sing the song, and the pastor translated the Chinese lyrics to English.
I translated with the help of Hannah, my daughter, to measure the intonation, the way it sounds, everything sounds right.
所以牧师是感谢他的女儿 Hannah, 然后帮助他一起来翻译，以至于所有的比如说声调啊，还有其他的用词啊都比较好。
So you can sing.
所以
sing in English.
所以你们可以用英文来唱的。
但我们只我唱中文。
当然牧师要But pastor is going to sing in Chinese.
我们一起起立。
Please arise.
有一种爱，下种菜长命，春蚕吐丝吐不尽。催促我要勇敢前行，神灵在牵引导我的心，太不浮夸。像耶路撒冷风雪春雨一直更坚定，我要传扬主的名，是要得胜在神的国度里，我带着使命向前走，要唤醒沉睡的中国，纵然流血的时候，我也永远不回头。我带着异象向前走，要看到宣教的中国，将福音传遍世界每个角落。There is a love constant like a quickest cry.Lean on me, summer sky. There is a voice echoing deep inside my heart. The Holy Spirit urges me to go. To Jerusalem, through rain or snow, Holy Ghost, I will declare the name of the Lord and the victory of the kingdom of God. The Great Commission I will be waking China for this thing. Though my blood may be shed, I will lift to my head. I will be steadfast through it all. In China, though it's called, preaching the so the Lord. 我带着使命向前走，要唤醒沉睡的中国。纵然流血的时候，我也永远不回头。我带着异象向前走，要看到宣教的中国，将福音传遍世界每个角落。我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求助你来唤醒我们的心。
Oh, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you. Please awake us.
让我们看见主你的心意。
And let us see your will.
让我们看见主你赐给我们的使命。
And let us see the mission that you have given us.
在我们周围的人中间，我们来传扬主你的福音。
That we can share the gospel among the people.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
使命在召唤。
So we are on mission. Mission is calling us.
在第十五章，罗马书第十五章的十四节。
So in verse 14 of chapter 15 of the book of Romans.
保罗说，我的弟兄们，至于你们。我这个是念这个中文标准译本我们换一个译本来念
So I'm reading from the Chinese Standard Version. We're going to change to a different translation.
The English one is the Legacy Standard Version.
英文是 Legacy.
我来念第十四节。我的弟兄们，至于你们，我自己同样深信。你们也满有良善，充满一切之事，又能彼此劝诫。
But I myself am also convinced about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, having been filled with all knowledge and being able also to admonish one another.
保罗在这里到了写到罗马书到后面的时候，他就告诉罗马的信徒说：“我深信你们满有良善。”
So Paul was written to the believers in the Church of Rome that I know that you are full of goodness.
你看那个英文字啊，良善 goodness.
So when you're taking a look at the English word goodness,
在这个罗马书第二章的时候，那保罗就在那里就告诉信徒们说，凡恒心行善的。
So in the book of Romans in chapter 2, Paul was saying that if you are committed to doing good,
他就将荣耀赐给他们。
The Lord is
神就将荣耀赐给他们。
Bestow the glory to you.
那个行善的善就是这个 goodness.
And then this goodness, that goodness in chapter 2 is the goodness here.
他在这里说到，我深信你们满了这个福音里头的这个良善。
And Paul said here that you are full of a goodness in gospel.
也就是说，你们都相信我们的这一位主耶稣基督。
It is to say that you all believe in this Lord Jesus.
我们都寻求神的荣耀。
And we're seeking His glory.
那是不是每一个教会里头每一个信徒都寻求神的荣耀呢
？However, is every one of us in the church seeking the glory of the Lord?
但是保罗深信罗马教会里面是有一批，也许不是所有的，但是他们充满了。神的良善。
Paul really believes that there is a big chunk of the church. Not all of them, but they are seeking the goodness of the Lord.
他们满有这个福音的知识。
And they are filled with the knowledge of the gospel.
不但是知识，是一切的知识。
Not only just the some knowledge, but all knowledge.
罗马书第一章到十五章讲的，他们都知道了。
And from the chapter 1 to chapter 15 of the book of Romans, they all know.
我们教会这几个月下来查的，我们都知道了，是不是？
So we've been spending the past several months studying the book of Romans, and we all know, right?
也真的希望我们满有良善。
And I sincerely hope that we are filled with the goodness.
这个良善不是说我是个良善的人。
This is not to say that I'm a good person.
这个良善是说我在里头满了那个善，就是寻求神荣耀的那个善。
But it is to say that I'm full of the goodness, which is the goodness to seek the good.
14节后面说，又能彼此的劝诫。
And in the latter part of verse 14, it says to admonish one another.
我们还能够彼此的劝勉。对方，我们如何回到神当中
？We can admonish each other how to come back to the Lord.
所以十四节在那里，我们看到保罗对这个罗马教会充满了这个信心。
So in verse 14, we can see the confidence of Paul in the Church of Rome.
你们有这样的一个福音的生命。
You have such a life of gospel.
你们有这样的一个福音的知识。
And you have the knowledge of the gospel.
而且你们还能够彼此在你们当中彼此的劝诫。
And you can even admonish one another among you.
有弟兄姐妹这个软弱了，你们都能够把他们扶起来。
If there is a weak brother or sister, you can encourage them and hold them up.
这样的教会好不好？
Is this a good church?
通常这样子问你就在想你下一个问题要问什么。
So normally when you're asked about this, you probably will think that what's the next question?
然后到了十五节
So coming to verse 15,
保罗就说不过我要提醒你们借着神所赐给我的恩典我在部分地方写得比较大胆。
In 15 it says, But I have written very boldly to you on some point so as to remind you again, because of a grace that was given to me by God.
这保罗对一个他还没有碰过面的教会稍微比较客气的讲说我稍微大胆一点我稍微提醒你们你们已经知道的东西。
So Paul was being gentle to a church that he has never met in person, though he said he's being very bold and on some point so as to remind you again, and so he is very gentle.
所以我今天也借着保罗的第15节也要提醒大家我们已经知道的事情。
So, here pastor is, after the example of Paul, to remind you something that you've already known.
也要提醒大家然后大胆的提醒大家。
And also to remind you boldly.
16节这恩典使我为外邦人成了。基督耶稣的仆役做了神福音的祭司好叫外邦人借着圣灵被分别为圣成为蒙悦纳的供物。
In verse 16, Paul continued, for me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest of the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, having been sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
保罗要提醒的是什么
？What is Paul going to remind the Romans？
保罗要提醒教会的是神所赐给他的恩典。
Paul is going to remind them of a grace bestowed to him by God。
这恩典是叫他成为福音的祭司。
And this grace has enabled him to be the minister, the priest of the gospel。
祭司就是把人带到神面前。
And priest, his function is to bring the people to God.
他不是只是把人把神带到人那里。
And he's not only just to bring God to the people.
不是只是把神带到人的环境里头告诉人说神是怎么样的神。
Not to just bring God to man and telling man what kind of God it is.
他还要把人带到神面前。
But he's still going to bring the people before the Lord.
什么叫把人带到神面前呢
？What does it mean to bring the people before God？
你把神带到人面前的时候，就在人所处的光景里头，不管多黑暗，多糟糕，你把神带到他那里，让他认识。
When you are bringing God to man, it's regardless how dark, how depraved the environment of man is, you bring God into this depraved environment.
他是福音的祭司。
He is the minister, the priest of gospel.
要把人带到神面前。
He's bringing the people to God.
把罪人带到神面前。
To bring sinners to God.
也就是说人要成为圣洁。
This is to say that people are going to be sanctified.
人要蒙神的悦纳。
And that they are going to be pleasing to the Lord.
我们常常现在常常想的是神要来 God come and meet me where I was.
我们一直想的是神来到我这边然后跟我见面。
现在有很多 YouTube 上面是不是有一个小句就说神知道你。
So a lot of, you know, like the shorts and the YouTube, you will see that God knows you.
神知道你的光景。
And God knows your situation.
我们都好高兴。
And so let's believe him in honor.
保罗这里讲的是他不是只是把福音传给人，他还要把人带到神面前，就是把一个罪人能够让他得救、得赦免，甚至成圣。
So Paul is not just to say that to bring God to man, but to bring man to God, so a sinner can be saved and a sinner can be sanctified.
所以罪啊，这个救恩不是只是罪的赦免。
So salvation is not just referring to the pardon of a sin.
救恩更是让一个罪人得赦免之后，他能够过一个圣洁的生活。
Salvation is more of is also about after the sinner is saved, how can he can live a sanctified life?
他能够做讨神喜悦的事。
How can he do the deed? How can he be pleasing to the Lord?
保罗在这里讲到神给他的恩典是一个福音的执事祭司啊。
So, Paul said that he is the priest of the gospel.
福音的祭司不是只是叫人家认识到耶稣为你死而你罪得赦免。
Priest of the gospel is not just to say that, tell people that Jesus Christ has died for you so that you can be saved from your sins.
他是让人家知道说基督为你死你就要为神而活。
He is going to share that since Christ has died for you, you have to live for him.
把人带到神面前。
To bring men to God.
成为圣洁。
To be sanctified.
蒙悦纳。
And to be pleasing to the Lord.
哥罗西书也说他保罗的心意就是把一个人完完全全的带到神面前没有瑕疵。
So in the book of Colossians, it is also said that the will of the Lord is to completely bring the man to God without any blemish.
这是保罗的这个使命。
This is the mission of Paul.
接着我们在17节在这里我们看到保罗的夸口。
So here in verse 17, we see Paul's boast.
我们一起来念从17节。我们念到这19节。
Let's read from 17 to 19.
来。所以我在基督耶稣在属神的事上。我什么不管他说。只说基督借着我完成的事。就是为了外邦人的顺从。他借着我所说的和所做的事。借着圣经。保罗的夸口是什么
？What is Paul's boast？
保罗的夸口，他在17节说：“我在基督耶稣里，在属神的事上，有可夸耀的。
”In verse 17, Paul says, "In Christ Jesus, then I have reason to be proud of my work for God."
保罗说，他这一生他能够夸口的就是神的事情。
So Paul says that his entire life, what he can boast is about the work of the Lord.
另外一件是保罗夸口的是。耶稣基督借他所做的。
Another thing is what Jesus Christ has accomplished through him.
你看他在这八十九节，你仔细的读的话，他不是夸神借着他行神迹，他不是夸神借着他做一些奇事的能力。
So Paul is not really boasting in verse 18 and 19 about the miracles that God has worked through him or the power that God has worked through him.
他所夸的乃是。 借着这些事情叫人能够信服神。
But through the power, through the miracles, through the signs that people can believe in the gospel.
这是保罗的心意，叫人能够信服神。
This is the will of God, of Paul, so that people can believe in the Lord.
他一生有带着这个福音的使命。
That he is carrying this mission of gospel.
来到20-21节。
In verse 21.
我们就看到保罗的志向。
And we have seen, the ambition of Paul.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
这样，我立地行事，基督没有被传遍。保罗的心志。
The ambition of Paul.
保罗志向乃是要在基督耶稣的名没有称传过的地方去传福音。
Paul has made it his ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named.
第二十节的后面说，免得建造在别人的根基上。
In the latter part of verse 20, lest I build on someone else's foundation.
这句话有时候人家听了就觉得有点不舒服。
So this sentence actually probably is going to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
因为是中文翻译的问题。
Because of the Chinese translation.
好像保罗很骄傲。
Paul sounds pretty proud.
他好像是说，别人传过的地方我不去，我要专门去传别人没有传的，这样子呢，所有的这个 credit 都是我的。
As if he's trying to say that people have already gone to a place, I'm not going to go there, but I'm going to a place that no one has gone, as if he's going to take the entire credit.
这不是他的目的。
This is not his purpose.
他说他不想在别人已经传的地方传，目的是什么呢？
What is his purpose like not going to share the gospel on people, where people has already been to?
目的乃是叫那些没有听见的要能够听见，没有看见的要能够看见。
His purpose is that those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand.
这是保罗的心志。
And this is his ambition.
保罗的心志。
And
他后面就讲到他的努力，不管多遭受多少的拦阻，他都没有灰心。
And he's also talking about his efforts, regardless of how many adversities that he's is experiencing, it's not going to stop him.
他的心渴慕，切望带着基督丰盛的福分。
His heart longs to bring the blessing, the abundant blessings of the Lord Jesus.
带给那些还没有看见、还没有听见的人。
To those who have not yet seen him and to those who have not yet heard of him.
我希望保罗的心志也能够成为我们的心志。
I sincerely hope that Paul's ambition can also be our ambition.
你知道我们团契在教会里面聚起来人多的时候就觉得很兴旺，是不是？
So when you are seeing a fellowship being blessed with a lot of people, and you probably will think that this is very a prosperous fellowship.
你在团契里面每个星期聚在一起，外面还有很多人还没有听过福音的，还没有看见福音的需要的。
Even if you are in this fellowship and having so many people, week in and week out, there are still a lot of people outside of the fellowship not coming to join the fellowship.
我这么说不是说我是教会的牧师，所以我希望教会的人多啊，这不完全不是我的目的。
I'm saying this not because I'm a pastor of the church and want to have as many people as we can in this church.
但是我们可以看到团契里头满了福音的知识。
However, we can see that within the fellowship, it's filled with the knowledge of gospel.
我们还可以彼此的劝诫。
But we can still admonish, we even can admonish each other.
但是外面还有很多人还没认识主耶稣基督。
However, outside of a fellowship, there are so many people who have not yet known Jesus Christ.
保罗同样的告诉罗马，在罗马的教会。
Same, likewise, Paul is telling the church in Rome.
他说，我知道你们满了这个粮上。 又满了一充满了一切的知识，又能够彼此的劝诫。
Paul said that, I know that you are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another.
罗马教会有没有问题呢？有。
Is there any problems with the Roman Church? Of course.
保罗最后一次，他心一直想要去耶路撒冷，最后要去罗马的路上碰到以弗所的教会。
So on Paul's journey, eventually he was going to Rome. On route, he passed through the church of Ephesus.
他告诉罗马以弗所的教会说：“这是我最后一次跟你见面了。”
So he told the church of in Ephesus, Ephesian church, this is the last time that I am going to see you.
因为我的心要往耶路撒冷，然后要往罗马去，为了要传福音给外邦人。
Because I'm going to Jerusalem and eventually I'm going to Rome, to share the gospel among the Gentiles.
以弗所教会也是外邦人。
And Ephesian church is also filled with the Gentiles.
想象啊，这不在圣经里头。想象以弗所，我们也是外邦人，你为什么不就在这里传呢？
Just imagine that you're part of Ephesians Church, and you would probably say that we are also part of the Gentile region. Why aren't you continuing to share the gospel among us?
他就说，你们可以在这里传，我还要到一些没有人去过的地方。
And Paul probably will respond, you can continue sharing the gospel here in your location.
保罗继续说，以弗所教会，当我离开的时候，你们会碰到许多的困难跟甚至诱惑。
And Paul continued to say that when I have departed from you, you're going to face a lot of difficulties and distractions.
那以弗所教会就会说，我们进来以后会碰到那么多问题，你为什么不留下来呢？
And the church of Ephesus probably will say, if you know that we're going to face so many issues, so many troubles, why don't you stay with us?
保罗说，我帮你们设立了长老。
And Paul said, I've installed elders among you.
你们要好好的面对将来的挑战。
And you have to face the future challenges.
但我要去那个福音还没传到的地方。
Nevertheless, I'm going to places that have not yet heard the gospel.
如果等到一个教会完全的没有问题的时候，保罗就一直走不开。
If Paul has to wait until a church is trouble-free, then there is no way that Paul can ever leave.
但是保罗在以弗所教会交代了，设立了长老之后，他就往前，往他的向着他的福音的使命往前走。
However, after Paul has installed the elders in the Ephesian church, he continued in his journey.
我们的团契也要一样。
Same likewise for our fellowships.
我们团契有做不完的事情。
There are endless things for every fellowship to do.
有各种各样需要建造的，各样各样的问题要解决的。
All kinds of things to build up and all kinds of problems to solve.
但是在我们教会以外还有许多人，我们都还没有向他们来传讲这个福音。
But there are numerous people outside of the church that we have to share the gospel with them.
我们教会是处在什么地方？
Where is our church located at?
我给你们看这个图，你们可能以前看过啊。
So I'm going to share probably something, a map that you've already seen.
你知道这是什么图吗？
Do you know what is this map or this image?
这里是，抱歉，把它回到，我乱碰，碰到不知道碰到什么地方去了。能不能回到刚刚那个 slide 哈？这个是我们教会啊。
So this is our church.
我们教会的地方啊，这条是 Duveron， 然后到大概在这里是这个交通圈，然后这里是 Nissen 下来，这个是 Green Road。看不清楚啊，因为是图片的问题。你知道这个地方是什么？这是 Forest Fire。Forest Fire 有多少家户啊？至少多少栋的房子是在中国人的名字之下的
？So the pink circle, the pink rectangle is a Foxfire. And imagine
超过100户。
There are more than 100 Chinese households in the neighborhood of Foxfire.
你说我怎么知道？
And how did I know?
你 Google 上面呢，你 search property search Ann Arbor。
So you can actually search on the Google，然后就查一下安娜堡的物产。
然后你每一条街的名字放上去，
And you can insert the name of every street。
它就会列出来。然后我就看到，哎，乃明的名字在上面。
And it's going to actually show the names and see Brother Naiming's name on it.
你这样子看过去，你数一数有多少个中国，华人的名字，
And you just kind of start counting the Chinese names.
一条一条街的放上去，然后一个一个的数。
One street after another and one count after another.
那小平也在上面。
And Xiaoping's name is also there.
那你数一数的话，大概有108家。
I probably after counting, you will find 108 households.
那我也把这个 Arbor Hill 也来数一数。
And I also started counting the Arbor Hills.
那个The One 那边附近的房子也来数一数。
And also households around the one.
我们在旁边这里的这个 Leslie Park 的这个社区也数一数。
And also the Leslie Park community, the neighborhood around Leslie Park.
单单这一条街有超过200户的华人。
And on that street, we also have more than 200 Chinese households.
200户的华人，我们
200 Chinese households.
没有来我们教会的，不可能全部都到其他教会去。
It is impossible that those who are not coming to our church all go to other churches.
我不是在跟其他教会抢啊
I'm not
人，
to try to like compete with other churches.
但是在这当中有许多还没有听福音、还没认识主的。
But there are a lot of people who have not yet heard of the gospel, who have not yet followed the Lord.
你再延伸下去到 Pinner 的东边那里下去，我们有好多家庭从那里来的。
And if you continue to expand the search area, and there are more families from the East.
我们每个星期，我们在这个 building 里头，我们满了福音的知识，我们可以彼此的劝诫。
Every week we're gathering here in this building, we're full of a knowledge of gospel, and we can even admonish one another.
外面还有许多还不知道、还没有看见、还没有听到的人。
However, outside there are so many people who have not yet seen, who have not yet heard.
这个还不包括校园的福音事工。
And this is not even including the campus ministry.
你知道这一块是什么吗？
And do you know what is this yellow rectangle?
这一块就是我们后面旁边。很快就不是树林了，很快就要他们要盖更多的房子，200多户的房子。
So this area is no longer going to be just woods and a community of more than 200 maybe households houses are going to be built there.
所以今天我给你们的大家的挑战，不是像保罗说我们到那些还没有听过福音的国家，我只是把我们这一区放在这里，让我们来思考。我们还有许多还没有传到福音的这个家。
So today I'm not just even talking about like going to a different country that has not yet heard of the gospel like Paul, but I'm just telling you within this area there are so many people who have not yet heard the gospel.
这你们也看过了哈。
And this one you have already seen as well.
这是在北边的 Ann Arbor 的北边。
This is in the north in Arbor.
2022年的这个人口，
The population in 2022.
这包括中国人、台湾人。
This includes the people from mainland China and also people from Taiwan.
单单北边就有5800人左右。
And only in the northern Ann Arbor area, it's more than 5,000.
但是南边不比北边的多，但是也很多。
The southern Ann Arbor area, it's less than the north Ann Arbor area, but still quite a lot.
我们有一个使命，
We have a mission.
我们的使命呢是要把福音，
Our mission is to spread the gospel.
把福音传到还没有听见福音的人的家庭里头。
And to people, to the households that have not yet heard of the gospel.
我们教会做的最勤快的是这一块。
We have reached mostly in this area.
学生的这一块。
And this area filled with the students.
那我们每一个团契，我们都需要有这个福音的使命。
However, each one of our fellowship should have this mission of evangelism.
我们大部分受洗的人都是来到我们当中，在这里学习的学生或者学者。
And most of the people baptized here are students and scholars coming here.
我们却很少有家庭的把人带来信主的。
But seldom do we have the opportunity to bring families to come here.
我们不是只是说传福音传了人家不信也就罢，我们甚至很少看到福音朋友出现在我们的团契里头。
It is not even that we are trying to share the gospel, but they refuse. It is actually we don't even try to share the gospel.
这是我们教会的地点。
This is the location of our church.
所以我这几年来一直跟教会说，我们还需要职堂。
And so in the past few years, I've always been mentioning the need for building a new church.
我们北边这200多家这一块，然后加上一整块快6000人的这个地方，我们这已经这个教堂已经做得差不多满了。
So the 200 plus households and also almost the 6,000 Chinese population, we've had enough churches here.
那我们的场地已经都快坐满了，因为我们还没有传到这么多人的当中。
Actually, our church building is pretty much filled.
我们需要职堂。
And we really need to plant new church.
我告诉大家的，我们希望能够在南边这个地方职堂。
And my ambition is to plant a church in the southern area.
放心，有些人说，那我家就在那里啊。
And some people will say, well, that's where I live.
我不是打你的主意。
Okay, I'm not trying to work on you, for sure.
但是我们是希望能够把福音能够带到更远的地方。
But this is our ambition to spread the gospel to farther country, for farther areas.
我们不能只满足于学生学者在我们当中听到福音。
We should not just be satisfied with students and scholars among us to hear the gospel.
我们需要能够把福音带到更多的家庭。
We need to spread the gospel to more families.
那些家庭都是有事业，但是面对这个事业的时候，他们可能更难听，把福音听进去。
The family might have already had their own career, but because of their presupposition, it's kind of hard for them to listen to the gospel and accept it.
所以给大家一个挑战。
So here is my challenge to you.
我们需要把福音不是传到世界各地我们先把 Annapa 这个地方传出去。
It is not that we are going to spread the gospel to the ends of the world, but first we need to spread the gospel around Ann Arbor.
我们需要同工兴起。
We need to have more co-workers.
如果我们需要有人出去，我们就需要在这里有人起来。
If we need to send people out, we have to have co-workers rise up here.
我们有人出去传福音的话，我们这里就需要有人起来继续在这里传福音。
If we need to send people out, to spread the gospel, we have to have people rise up here to continue the baton.
我们需要一个家庭，在那里附近的一个家庭能够作为聚会的地方。
We need to have a family, around that area to be a place, of worship.
愿意开放他们的家。
And to open their family.
也许不是一个家庭，或许是一个公司。也许你问问你的公司啊，周末愿不愿意让我们使用。
Maybe not even a house, a family, but maybe your company. If you could ask your company if they can open the building over the weekend.
保罗在15:30他说要一同的竭力为我祈求神。
So Paul, in verse 30 of chapter 15, he said that I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus, that by the love of the Spirit, to strive with me in your prayer to God on my behalf.
叫我能够顺着神的旨意，欢欢喜喜地到你们那里。
that I can, according to the will of God, be delivered to you in joy.
可以开灯了啊，
You can turn on
这样
the
子可
light.
以看圣经。
And then we can continue to read the Bible.
我们要好好的祷告，
So we need to pray earnestly.
好让我们能够顺着神的旨意，能够欢欢喜喜，带着丰盛的基督的福分到各enable 各角落去啊。
So that by God's will, they can, we can come together with joy into every corner of the Ann Arbor area.
有些人问为什么要植堂？
So some people may ask me why I want to plant a church.
为什么不就在一个教会？
Why do I just not, continue focusing on this church?
你看看我们聚会的地方，
And just take a look at the gathering place.
在北边的福音事工没有做多少，我们就已经做得满了。
We haven't even exhausted our ministry here in the north area, and we have already filled the building.
我们不是要去找另外一个更大的建筑物，
We're not going out to find a bigger building.
这是很好的地点。
But this is a very good location.
你刚刚看了啊，就在我们这一条街上面，就200多家的华人。
And just on this street, there are more than 200 Chinese households.
我们乃是要出去。
We have to go out.
保罗同样的没有停下来，他要继续。到没有听到福音的人当中去传讲福音。
Paul hasn't stopped yet, and Paul is continuing to share the gospel among people who have not yet heard of the gospel.
这是教会，
This is the church.
我们个人也是一样。
And this is the same case for each individual.
我们个人的这个信仰跟成长，不能只是在我们教会这里，而我们没有向我们周围。还不认识耶稣基督的人来传讲。
Our personal growth, our personal faith is also to spread the gospel to people around us who has not yet known the gospel.
我们也可以像保罗一样，讲到说，这些地方，这地方很好。
We can model against Paul, saying, okay, these places are really good.
我们学习圣经。
And we study the Bible.
我们也能够彼此的教导。
And we can teach each other, instruct each other.
但是在我身边，我的生活圈子里面，还有许多人还没认识主耶稣的。
However, in my circle, there are so many people still not yet know God.
我们需要出去。
And we have to go out.
那我们教会现在在找牧师。
So we are seeking pastors now.
要找牧师，我们这里不是有一个牧师？为什么要找牧师？
We've already had a pastor here. Why do we need a new pastor?
因为我们需要出去啊。
Because we need to go out.
我是想要出去去职场，
I want to be sent out to plant a church.
这讲得很好听，但是其实我是很担心的哈。
Also, this is nicely said, but I'm a little nervous.
出去能够耐多久？不知道。
How can I sustain? How long can I sustain?
出去之后有没有成果？不知道。
Am I going to bear fruit? I don't know.
出去之后结果成不成功也不知道。
Am I going to be successful? I don't know.
但是我们不出去，我们就不知道。
However, if we don't go out, there is no way that we will be able to know.
我们不能保证我们去做的时候有很多人信主。
There is no way to guarantee that once we go out, a lot of people will be converted.
但是我们可以保证的是，只要我们愿意讲，会有很多人会听到。
However, one thing that we can be sure is that as long as we speak out, a lot of people will be able to hear.
让我们能够一起来祷告，让我们顺着神的旨意，带着基督丰盛的福分一起出去。
I really hope that we can pray together and by the will of God that we can be sent out together.
我们教会能够这样子的出去，我们个人也能够踏出我们的舒适圈里头，向人来传讲我们主耶稣基督。
Our church can be sent out, and we ourselves can step out of our comfort zone and to share Jesus Christ.
我本来还会有很长的时间，还可以再讲我个人的见证。时间已经到了。
I still have a lot of things about my personal testimony, but the time is up.
我13岁的信主，14岁的时候，神呼召我要做个传道人。
I was converted at the age of 13, and at the age of 14, I was called to be a full-time minister.
我17岁的时候，高中考试成绩不理想，我就不晓得我接下来路要怎么走。
However, I didn't do well in my graduation test after high school, so I didn't really know what to do next.
但神还是带领。
However, God continued to lead me.
所以最后来了美国。
Eventually, I came to the United States.
来了美国之后，那在Omaha, Nebraska 的时候，就发现在 Lincoln, Nebraska 大学那里有需要有人去带查经，因为那里只有两三个人。
When I was in Omaha, Nebraska, I found that there's need in the Lincoln of Nebraska because they need people to lead the Bible study.
有一次短宣的时候，有不少的中国学者信主了。
So during a short missionary trip, there is actually several, not a few, Chinese scholars that were converted.
高伦德牧师就跑到我们的教会，就说林肯那边有需要啦，你们能不能去？
So Pastor Cao came over to Omaha and asking for help since Lincoln has the need.
我们听到了，我们就去。
And we heard it and we just went.
虽然这个短宣的时候有很多人信主，但是来查经的没几个。
Even though there were quite a few people converted during the short missionary trip, the Bible study group was joined by few.
我们每个星期在那边带查经。
We went there every week to lead the Bible study.
以前带查经跟今天不一样。
In the past, the Bible study in the past is different from leading the Bible study here now.
今天的带查经，明天要带查经，今天上网查一下，然后 copy and paste 一大篇，然后明天拿去念。
So if you're here now, if you're preparing for Bible study tomorrow, then you just kind of go on online, Google everything, copy paste everything, and then the next day you can just read from your script.
当初网路上没有资料。
There was not so many resources on the internet.
头脑空空的。
And if you're empty in your mind.
有时候神也怜悯一个还不会读经的人，头脑空空的要怎么去查。
And you don't really have anything in your mind, but praise be to the grace of the Lord. He gives you the idea of how to do that.
那有时候真的不知道怎么查，说，忽然间在收音机上面听到需要听的信息，就照本宣抄的就拿过去讲了。
Sometimes I'm really running out of ideas, but I heard something from the radio, and that tells me how to lead the Bible study.
但是更多的时候是要自己去读，自己去尝试去讲。
But many a time, it is more of you yourself to read the Bible and to study the Bible and to prepare what you're going to speak.
因为有一个使命在那里，我们需要去做。
Because you have a mission that you have to fulfill.
我后来这个工作几年得到身份的时候，要去读神学。
Now, after I have worked for several years and have had the legal stance to live here, I started to go to the seminary.
去读神学的时候，我的老大正好两个月大。
And when I started my seminary studying, my oldest son was 2 months old.
很多人觉得说 ，baby 才生下来的还有那么多需要，你反而这个时候把工作丢在一边，然后去跑到另外一个陌生的地方去做学生去了啊 ！Baby 才两个月大。
Many people will wonder, your baby is so small, and why do you set aside your work and then go to a different place to do your seminary study? He's only two months old. He has a lot of needs.
神学院毕业之后有两个小孩。
After I graduated from the seminary, I had two kids.
我们就加入了校园事工。
And we joined the campus ministry.
还不是个教会。
This is not even a church.
只是一个校园事工的这个组织，我们就到了 Arkansas 那里去服事。
It's a organization, and we were serving in Arkansas.
一个月薪水2000多块钱。
And my salary was maybe a little more than 2,000 every month.
这些都不是问题。
These are by no means a problem.
问题是有使命在召唤。
The real issue is there a calling?
今天我给你们的挑战不是要你们放下工作。
Oh, so today my challenge to you is not for you to put down your work.
是在你们的周围就有许多还没认识主的人。
But the people around you who have not yet known Jesus.
我们在教会里面的环境，每个星期的查经非常好。
The environment in this church, every week, we study Bible together. This is really good.
让大家能够稍微放心，放心之后能够出去传福音。
This really quiets down your heart, give you encouragement, and so that you can go out and spread the gospel.
我们在中部的这个这个城市如果好的话，有1-2千的华人。
So in the middle of the United States, in the city, if we probably will have a couple thousand of Chinese families.
但是我们在这里有30,000的华人。
However, in this area, we're blessed with almost 10,000 Chinese people.
希望神能够召你们有一天去做传道人、做宣教士，但是那天日子还没来的时候，你在这里附近多得不得了。
I pray that God is going to call you as a minister or as a missionary in the future, but until that day, start with people around you.
你开车20分钟就有30,000的华人。
In your driving distance, within 20 minutes of driving, you have 30,000, Chinese.
那我们的目标不是只是华人，
However, our goal is not just Chinese people.
我们还要请一个英文牧师。
We plan to hire an English pastor.
我们的英文牧师不是只是照顾我们的青少年，
And our English pastor is not just to take care of the youth.
我们要让青少年能够起来，能够把福音带到我们这一条街200户华人以外，还有300户的各个民族的人。
Our desire is that our youth will rise up and to spread the gospel even beyond the 200 plus households and then beyond this 100 households and even to all races.
我们要让这个 building 坐不下。
There is not enough room here.
我们要让那些外面来的小孩子，让我们受不了。
We're going to pray that the kids from outside, they cannot bear anymore.
就是受不了的孩子才需要听福音，乖乖的孩子就已经不错，但是也需要福音啊。
So we welcome those problem kids actually come here because those problem kids really need the gospel. Of course, we also welcome those good kids.
求神来帮助我们。
I pray that God is going to help us.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你将这个使命放在我们心中。
Dear Lord, we've come before you and pray that you are going to give us this mission, this calling.
我们看见，在我们这里，不但只有校园的福音，
We see that not only do we have the campus ministry,
我们还有看到这里附近有许多的华人家庭。
but we can also see so many Chinese families around us.
不但只是华人的家庭，我们还有许多还没认识你的各族各民的家庭。
Not even just the Chinese families. We also have families from all races, all ethnic groups.
你借着罗马书提醒我们，不论是希利尼人，是化外人。
You told us from the book of Romans that whether Greeks or Gentiles,
福音是拯救福音有那个拯救世人的大能，
a gospel is for all.
让我们也能够重新看见这个福音需要传遍我们整个的这里的 Enab 的地方。
And let us just see that the gospel is going to spread in the inner area.
那我们也这样的一个心智，
That we have this determination.
也许会有拦阻。
And even though there will be
也不
obstacles,
晓得结果如何，
and we don't even know the results.
但是你的使命要叫我们出去。
But your mission, your calling is for us to go out.
恳求主你带领我们，
Pray that you are going to lead us.
来在我们当中认识你的，我们就要从这里毕业离开的，我们也带着同样的使命，
Those who have already known you through here, and we're going to graduate and we're going to bring the gospel out and to carry the mission with us.
也许我们到的地方没有一个教会，没有一个服侍的教会。
Maybe the places that we are going to doesn't have a church yet.
但你的使命是让我们到那里去建立教会。
But your calling, your mission for us is to establish, to plant a church there.
向人来传讲福音。
And to spread the gospel to the people there.
你可以使用当初不会说话的摩西。
You can use Moses who claimed that he doesn't know how to speak.
你可以使用呢做渔夫的彼得。
You can use Peter who was a fisherman.
你肯定可以使用在我们当中毕业的博士生。
And you can definitely use we here as PhDs.
我们向你感谢祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We give thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.